From the field to the track to the court, here's WBTM Sports.
In sports, on Tuesday's MLB trade deadline, the New York Mets sent Cy Young winner Justin Verlander back to the Houston Astros. Verlander helped the Astros win the World Series last season and signed a two-year, $86 million contract with the Mets this past offseason. The Baltimore Orioles also bolstered their rotation as they acquired pitcher Jake Flaherty from the St. Louis Cardinals. Flaherty has gone 7-6 with a 4.43 ERA so far this season. Another team that looked to improve their pitching rotation was the Philadelphia Phillies, as they added all-star pitcher Michael Lorenzen from the Detroit Tigers. Lorenzen has started 18 games this season and has an ERA of 3.58. In MLB action from last night, the Atlanta Braves rolled past the Angels 5-1 as Spencer Strider picked up his 12th win of the season. The Baltimore Orioles pounded the Blue Jays 13-3 as they recorded 16 hits in the win. The Washington Nationals fell to the Milwaukee Brewers 6-4, and the Tampa Bay Rays topped the New York Yankees 5-2. Houston Astros pitcher Framber Valdez recorded the third no-hitter of the Major League season last night as the Astros topped the Cleveland Guardians 2-0. Valdez finished the night with 7 strikeouts and 1 walk and finished with just 93 pitches. Legion Field, the home of the Danville Otterbots, is one of the finalists for Ballpark Digest's Best Ballparks in the MLB Summer Collegiate Leagues. Legion Field is facing off with Pioneer Park, the home of the Greenville Flyboys, in the final voting. To vote for Legion Field, head to the Otterbots Facebook page. With sports, I'm Ryan Stone.